Andrew Frink is the technology and the assessment director for the Park City School District. The SAGE testing platform, adopted in 2013, is going away and will be replaced by RISE, which stands for Readiness Improvement Success Empowerment. It will be used in grades 3 through 8. Frink says the state has entered a 10-year contract with the company, and he thinks the experience will be better for students because the SAGE test wouldn't allow students to go back and change answers.
The new test is called multi-stage adaptive, where you get roughly half the test. It's two stages. So every student gets the first part of the test. And then depending on how you do in that first part, you get a different second part of the test. So it means that within each of those parts, the student can go back before they move on and say, oh, I need to go back and fix question two. So they can go back and rethink it. And then once they're done, they get their second stage. And can go on through there.
Frink says teachers do individual student assessments throughout the year. The standardized test helps teachers see how students are performing against state standards and Utah core curriculum. Frink says the 9th and 10th grade Aspire test is focused on college and career readiness.
So it is a very different kind of a test. While it's given at the end of year, it is not an end of course test. So every 9th grader is going to get the same test essentially. Every 10th grader gets the same test, very similar to the ACT.
They don't use fill-in answer sheets and number 2 pencils any longer, thanks to the school district's one-to-one technology program. All Park City students have access to their own computer starting in second grade.
For RISE, they'll be tested in their three main areas, so English, language arts, math, and science. And a slight difference is ELA will include writing, but only in 2 years, just in grades 5 and 8. Those scores will be separated. Prior, they were all kind of lumped together. You got a single English, language arts score. Now you'll actually have a separate English, language arts and writing, in part so that as we look year to year, we can still compare those ELA scores, even in the years they don't have writing. Now for Aspire, that is English, reading, math, and science. It's an end-of-level test, not an end-of-course test.
An assessment audit will begin in the fall. Frink says the amount of time students spend taking tests accounts for about 2% of instructional minutes.
This is kind of the very first run we're doing at this in a little while, just to get a feel for what we're doing. Do we have any overlap? Or are there any areas that we have a gap that we really don't have the data we need in a spot? Or, we've got three things telling us this one thing. Maybe there's something we could prune out.
Some of the tests will be available in the Spanish language, which Frink says will address content knowledge for English language learner students. Utah Code allows students to opt out of testing, but federal funding for education is tied to 95% proficiency. If a student opts out, it's counted as a failing score.
Previous years, if folks opted out, those students were removed from our accountability numbers entirely. Now we have to bump that number up to get the full 95%, especially for 9th and 10th graders. I really think that we have a good case to be made around the Utah Aspire test and how that's directly useful for those students. And as for the RISE test, I still strongly believe that having that end of year instructional look back at how we're doing is really critical. So you'll be hearing more from myself and from our communications folks starting in the fall as we really work to make a case for folks on this.
The Utah standardized tests don't allow for national comparisons, even though half the Aspire questions in the 9th and 10th grade tests are ACT-based. The other half comes from a Utah question bank. Frink says he's planning a communication blitz for this fall to help teachers, students, and parents learn more about the new testing requirements. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.